Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting third. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Buford reaches second base with a double. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund bunts towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Bellinger moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline moves to third. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Fred Sherman now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kummer pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuellar bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Hendricks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brinkman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Jata pinch hits for Chris Zachary. Paul Jata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuellar strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 7 to nothing, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 3 in the game. Frien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.